Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, who lives in Aurora. Her preaching is entitled, Who's On First?
From the Gospel of Mark, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. He replied, What do you wish me to do for you? They answered him, Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left. Jesus said to them, You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I drink? Or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized? They said to him, We can. Jesus said to them, The chalice that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared. When the ten heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Does this not call to mind the real role of a leader? We refer to the best kind of leadership as servant leadership. Wow, how we have grown in our realization of what it takes to help, lead, guide, direct, teach, and above all, serve others. What were James and John thinking? This does not seem to suggest that they were eager to serve others. They wanted prestige. And who would not want to be recognized as a close friend of Jesus, so close that the order of seating would have them up front? Children sometimes have a hard time with leadership. Somehow the idea of power over takes them to not so nice places. Bullies are made of such stuff. Their reason to live and succeed is to put others down, to tease in a mean way, to call names, to try very hard to embarrass or put someone in an uncomfortable, even unsafe position. And they mistakenly believe that this behavior makes them better. Haven't we even seen this in adults? I cannot understand such behavior, such motives. Why can one purposely seek to make another cry, be wounded, or even fall into serious depression? Our world now needs individuals who can live without bullying, without revenge, without unimaginable horror. Our world needs the peace that only Jesus can give. And we do not have to sit by him. We do not have to feel like we are the most special. Our job is to be mindful of his presence in and around us at all times, and to allow others that same sense of Jesus' presence in our world. That right there is the sitting at the right and at the left, and really, what else matters? That, of course, is servant leadership. It's an acceptance of humility when you as leader recognize that you don't have all the answers, that you as leader need to roll up your sleeves and do the hard stuff, that you as leader keep compassion and kindness in your back pocket, ready to make use of these virtues when those you lead are in need or even being difficult. Jesus, let us not just ask for the right and the left. Help us to seek your support when the chalice you ask us to drink is bitter. Help us to want only you and sit wherever you place us at the table. Amen.